Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you for giving us a few minutes. All right, some folks are not going to like this discussion. This is a point of contention for many people that come into our office. Most folks that walk in the door are planning on or desire to pay off their home. And let me say up front, I am not saying you should not do that. There are times that paying off your home makes tons of sense, but we also are living with the lowest interest rates ever historically. And so just like everything else, this is not a black and white issue. You've got to look at it in the light of your own personal situation. And so hopefully this pushes you outside your comfort zone a little bit. And as you think about that, if you have questions about what this means for you and your situation, please don't hesitate to jump on the website and ask. I get back to everyone personally. It's mylifeismore.com. Again, mylifeismore.com. But should you pay off your home? Enjoy the show. Now, here is the issue. Numerous people that walk into my office talk about paying off their home. This is a huge issue for folks. And that's because it's kind of embedded in the American dream. Like I said up front, it's like apple pie and Major League Baseball. Like something about being an American, something about that ethos speaks to paying off your home. Now, I have talked about this before. In fact, just a few weeks ago, we discussed how the 10-year Treasury yield had gone up over 3%. It's kind of bounced around that level since then. But the importance being this, that interest rates, fixed rates for 30-year mortgages are going up. And so I talked about the danger of adjustable rate mortgages and how those are going to become more popular and more folks are going to want to sell those. And you got to be careful because there's no doubt that interest rates are going to keep rising for these things. But I want to hit this from a different angle, because most folks that come into my office assume that the right thing to do is to pay off their home, again, because it's so deeply embedded in kind of the American psyche. And I've said before, there are many times when that is the best thing to do. And so right now, if you're listening and you're either currently paying off your home and working hard to do that, or you're someone who already has done that, in no way am I saying that is a bad thing to do or even an unwise thing to do. But I am going to challenge it for a few minutes because I think it's just assumed that it's a healthy thing to do. And we're going to do what I talked about last week, friends. We're going to go past the milk a little bit here. So the milk, we talked about scripture, we talked about New Testament, because I used to be a pastor, so I'm sorry. I bring up the biblical references every once in a while. And scripture talks about this idea of we're going to get past the baby food and we're going to move to solid food. And we've seen that if we have children, right? There's a point when you move into more difficult things to digest. And that's the reality in the financial world as well. And so it's very easy to say, always do this and never do this, black and white. And we all are kind of happy living in those guidelines. And yet it's not always helpful for us. In fact, it can be harmful for us. And that's the case when it comes to paying off your home as well. It's not actually as simple as, yeah, everyone should have their home paid off. Everyone should walk into retirement with their home paid off. For a lot of folks, it's a great thing to do. It might be the right thing for you, but it's not for everybody. And I want to talk about why that is just for a few minutes and kind of expand our thoughts on this. Okay, so I saw a tweet. What inspired this was a tweet I saw this week from a very well-known financial planner. And he wrote this. He said, "Your mortgage shouldn't follow you into retirement. Refinancing your home can help make this happen." Okay, so a popular strategy for paying off your mortgage is to say, let's refinance it from a 30-year amortization schedule, for which a lot of folks right now listening are on a 30-year mortgage. You shift it to a 15-year. Okay, and a few good things happen there, right? One thing that happens is usually you get a lower interest rate. So that's great. You pay less in interest. But secondly, you're amortizing faster, and so you're paying it off faster, so you'll pay less interest regardless. Even if you have the same interest rate, because it's only over 15 years, you're going to pay way less interest by doing that, right? But of course, your home payment, your monthly payment's going to have to shoot up dramatically because you're making it in half the time. So it's been a popular strategy for a long time to refinance to a shorter period, pay that loan off so you get to retirement and you don't have a mortgage. And some of you are listening to this and going, yeah, That's a great plan, okay? But here was my trouble with the way this was phrased. First of all, this goes back to the black and white issue. The fact that it just said you shouldn't walk into retirement with a mortgage. Your mortgage shouldn't follow you into retirement. That is black and white language. So anytime that you hear someone in my position, a talking head up here, that gives you a black and white scenario for a major issue in your financial world, that should be a red flag for you, right? You are tweeting out to untold hundreds of thousands, millions of people saying you shouldn't have a mortgage in retirement. Really? Always? No, clearly not. That's a dangerous thing. So that should be the first warning flag, okay? The second warning flag should be when you click on the link that was below the tweet, which you think is going to an article describing why this would be important, and it actually is just going to really a page that's selling mortgages. All right, so this well-known financial planner, you click the link, and now suddenly we're on a page that kind of has some information, but it's just a sales tactic. But by the time you get there, you click on anything inside that page, and it takes you to a mortgage company to refinance. There's my second warning flag. So first warning flag, black and white language. Always be wary of black and white language. Second warning flag, hey, we're going to take the link I click takes me right to a mortgage company that's going to profit from this decision. Could that have influenced the way I talked about it at all? Right? Those are problems. Now, there's a deeper core issue with this strategy of refinancing that I want to dig into. But before I do, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns, and you're listening to More Than Money. If you missed any part of the show, go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can listen to this show and past shows. You can also ask any question about how this would impact your specific situation. I will answer you personally. Again, it's mylifeismore.com. All right, so I've already shared what annoys me about parts of the way this is done in this tweet that I saw. The first is that it's very black and white. You should, of course, pay off your home before you get to retirement. I don't think it's that black and white. And secondly, that the link that's given, which appears to be like an article discussing the concept, is really just a link to a mortgage company. So it's really a sales tactic to get you to do it. But beyond that, what about the core strategy here? Is it a good idea to refinance down to a 15-year note, if you have a 30-year note, something like that, in order to pay off the home faster? Now, sometimes, yes. Again, this is where we get past the, well, yes, it is a good idea, or no, it's not. Sometimes, sure. Okay, so I've shared before, my parents' mortgage in the early 80s that they had in their home was like 18%. So if you have a mortgage with extremely high rates, it totally could make sense to refinance to a lower rate or a shorter period of time to get out of that faster, sure. And even now, if you have a really low interest rate and it's a fixed mortgage, but financially you're where you want to be, you have enough money saved for the future, and you just really desire to pay off your home, there's nothing wrong with moving to a 15-year mortgage because, yes, you're going to pay it off faster, you're going to pay less interest, that's great. But here is the problem I have with this. The way it's described is that refinancing will save you money, okay? You should do this because you're gonna save so much money in interest. And that is only half the story. And this is what drives me crazy about financial folks sometimes, because this, in my mind, is a sales tool. Now, I don't mean that every person that tells you pay off your home is trying to sell you something. But sometimes when you're trying to sell a product, you only give part of the story. And there's a bigger story here. So, will refinancing to a 15-year mortgage save you money on your loan? Yes, unequivocally, sure, because you'd pay less interest. But will it actually save you more money overall? That's a whole different question. Why? Because your payment's going to go up to pay it off faster, right? So now all the extra money that you're putting into this house could have been put somewhere else. Where else would you put it? Well, what if you invested that money? What if you invested it? Would you actually save more money like they're talking about? Hey, you saved more money because you refinanced to a 15-year. Really, would you have saved more money than if you had gone out and invested the extra? We don't know, right? But I'll tell you one indication. Let's look at the interest rates. If I'm paying, let's call it a 4% interest rate on a home right now, Okay, and I'm on a 30-year note. I've got 25 years left. I see this tweet and I go, maybe I should move to a 15-year. Maybe you should, but let's talk about the math of this for a second. Okay, the math says that you're going to now put a lot more money into that note every month to pay it off in 15 years. That extra money could have been money you invested. So here's the question. Could you have made more than 4% over the next 15 years? Now, we don't know unequivocally the answer to that, but certainly historically, it would be totally normal that you could invest and make a good bit more than 4% over a 15-year period. If it was over a 5-year period, that's a big question mark. But historically, it's not abnormal to think you could make a decent amount more on that money than whatever interest you're paying on the home. Okay, so here's the question. Did I actually save money by moving to the 15-year? I saved money on the loan, but if the extra money could have been earning 7, 8, 9% over a 15-year period, and instead it was just helping me save the 4% on the loan, what would have been the better mathematical option here? Well, clearly, if I was going to make more on the investment, I probably would mathematically actually be ahead. I would have more money if I had invested the money. So in reality, they're saying, hey, a 15-year is going to save you money. And actually, mathematically, holistically, not just looking at the loan, we could go, well, actually, I lost money. I lost money by moving to a 15-year because I put all this extra funds into here to save on the 4% loan when I could have taken those extra funds, invested them, and probably made a decent amount more than that. So I've lost in this deal. And by the way, at the end of 15 years, could you take all the growth from the investment you did and pay off the home? Yeah. Yeah. Right? So this is the issue here. This is actually not me saying to you, so what you need to do is not pay off your home, because some people, well, there's two issues always at play when we talk about financial decisions. Okay, one is the math. One is literally looking at the math. And I cannot guarantee you that you would make more than 4% in the market. Okay, I can tell you historically that you probably will. And excuse me, certainly over a 15-year period, I would personally feel pretty confident that I'm going to make more than 4%. But I can't guarantee that, first of all, right? But there's a math issue here. And the math might suggest, man, I'd be better off investing the money at the current interest rates we have than I would be paying off my home faster. But there's also an emotion reality, and that matters. I've talked about this so many times, but that matters. In other words, if I can't sleep at night, or if I wake up feeling anxiety because I have this home payment that's due, this loan out on the home, then maybe it makes sense for me to pay it off, even if it's not going to give me the most money. That's fine. That's not a bad reason to make a decision, okay? But I'm a little bit annoyed that when you read these people on this, the way they present it is, you're going to save so much money. No, you're not going to save so much money. You may well lose money. Can we just be honest about this for a second? You might lose money by doing that, and that's okay. But let's be intellectually honest about what's actually going on here. I had a client come in and ask about this recently, and I think this might help make sense of this topic. He literally was sitting with money in an account where he could pay off the rest of his home. That had been his plan. That was kind of what he wanted to do. But he said, before I do that, is there anything else I could do that would be better than this? And I just shared this exact thing with him. I walked through all these different scenarios. I said, first of all, you could pay it off, and that may be the best choice. But not just because financially it's the best choice, because you have anxiety about this. You want to pay it off. So paying it off might give you peace of mind, quality of life that you want. That's not a bad thing. It's not a horrible decision at all. Okay? But could you go out right now, because he was paying 3.75% for his mortgage, could you go out and do something that would make you more with that money and probably come out ahead mathematically, financially? Yeah, you could. If that works for your grid of how you feel, then that might be a better decision. And I walked him through that. Friends, it's no different than if you went and were looking for a car right now. And I could show you, if I was selling a car, hey, look, let's go with this older model. It's less expensive, et cetera, et cetera. So this would be cheaper for you to buy this than some other car you were looking at. And so I could just say, purely in this decision, this car is cheaper because it's older, and you're getting a good deal, it's used, whatever. But you might come back and go, yeah, but the newer car I was looking at is a hybrid, so it gets great gas efficiency. So actually, I'm probably going to save money on gasoline. And because it's newer, I probably won't have the mechanical issues. It's under warranty. So if I have an issue with the car, it gets fixed. Like, holistically, economically, I might actually save money by going with that slightly nicer car that has a better gas efficiency over time than with the old model. But up front, a salesman could tell you, yeah, you're going to save a lot of money here. Okay? And again, I'm not saying paying off your house is a bad thing. It's a great thing. And there's been many times historically when it's been the right thing clearly to do because interest rates are so high. But let me just say for the 100th time, we have never lived with interest rates this low before. Never. There's no person in the history of our country that has had interest rates like this. The closest we ever got was in the 50s. Okay, in the post-war era, and they were low, but they still weren't this low. So this has never existed, and yet we still take these concepts of you got to pay off the house and lay that over instead of looking at the actual reality of the situation, which is it really a good idea to plow all your extra money into paying off a home that's under 4% interest? Is that the best use of your money? Again, sometimes yes, because of your specific situation. But across the board, no. And yet, well-known financial planner jumping out there telling the masses, you should definitely not have a mortgage going into retirement, and then following up with an ad for a mortgage company. That kind of stuff drives me crazy. Listen, if you're struggling with this, if you are truly, your plan's always been to pay off your home and you can't figure out if it's a good decision, I love talking through this with people and just being honest. And showing you, look, here are different ways you can do this. You could pay it off. Here's the good and the bad of that. You could invest the money. Here's the risk of that. Here's the good and the bad. Here's some other ways you could things you could do with that money, right? Like, we look at multiple different things you could do, weigh the good and the bad so you feel confident making a decision. But let's move past the basics here and really look at your situation. If you want that, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. And you can ask anything while you're on there about your situation, but you can also sign up for a free consultation with me, Chris Burns. Now, we have clients across the country. We do this via Skype, FaceTime. We do it in person in our offices in Atlanta. So any way that works for you, I would love to just connect with you and have this discussion to see, can I be a resource? Can we help you think through this in bigger terms than just this is the right thing and the wrong thing to do? If you want that, again, jump on my website, mylifeismore.com, and let's talk.